Today we are really fortunate to have His Grace Kamal Lochan Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam from 6.5.1 onwards till 8. So before I hand over the call to Prabhuji, I would like to hand over the call to Aditi Mataji to give a brief introduction on Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Mataji, over to you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. This is a brief introduction for Kamal Lochan Prabhuji. Kamal Lochan Prabhuji was born in Mysore in Madhva Brahma family in 1973, brought up in Andhra Pradesh in a very orthodox family, where he developed a very mysterious of God creation, passed out of Marine Engineering Research Center Institute, Calcutta in 1994. It is there in the college as a cadet, he came in touch with the devotees of International Society of Krishna Consciousness. He found that all the unanswered were completely satisfied in the books of Srila Prabhupada. Still as an engineer student, he studied Bhagavad Gita 5 times and mastered the Gaudiya Vaishnava Vendetta philosophy in a short period of 2 years and was initiated into the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya by His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. He joined the Merchant Navy as an engineering officer and worked for 3 years. During this time, he felt the urge to teach the message of Gita to children and youth who were misguided by the consumerism. So he gave up his lucrative job and joined ISKCON Mira Road, where he was promoted as the vice president of ISKCON a year, and it's also professor in MS.
Take the next left onto Polagard, Ponani Road.
Work for faculty, and also conduct seminars on personality development topics in education and corporate sectors. His only concern is that the children and youth should understand the moral and spiritual values as uninitiated in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. His life is dedicated to teaching children and youth. Over to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji, for that brief introduction on Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Call Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. We accept all our humble obeisances. Thank you, Prabhuji, for the time and association in this conference call. We are fortunate to hear on the topic of Shivam today. Thank you, Prabhuji. So I hand over the call.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet Nashta Praesha Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6. Canto 6, Chapter 5, Text Number 1. Text Number 1, 2, 8. So, the text 8 has purport. The other texts don't have purports. So I'll just go through the entire text. Just I'll read them off. Canto 6, Chapter 5, Verse Number 1. Shri Sukha Vacha Rasyam Sarapancha Janyam Vai Vishnu Mayopa Brimhitaha Aryashaha Sanyatam Ayayutam Putran Ajanayat Vibhu. Impelled by the illusory energy of Lord Vishnu, Prajapati Daksha begot 10,000 sons in the womb of Panchajani. Astikni. My dear king, these sons were called Haryashava, Apratak Dharma Shilaste, Sarvadakshayana Nripaha, Vitra Prokta Praja Sarke, Prajit Prati Chim Prayur Visham. My dear king, all the sons of Prajapati Daksha were alike in being very gentle and obedient to the orders of their father. When their fathers ordered them to beget children, they all went in the western direction. Tatra Narayana Saras Tirtham Sindhu Samudrayo Sangamo Yatra Sumahan Muni Siddha Niveshitam. In the west, where the river Sindhu meets the sea, there is a great place of pilgrimage known as Narayana Saras. Many sages and other advanced in spiritual consciousness live there. Tap upasparshanadeva vinirduta malashayah dharme paramahamsyecha protpanna matayopyuta depiretasya evogram pitradeshena yantpitah Raja Vivruddhe Yattam Devarshistam Dadarshaha. In that holy place, the Haryashava began regularly touching the lake's waters and bathing in them, gradually becoming very much purified. They became inclined towards the activities of Paramahamsas. Nevertheless, because of their father had ordered them to increase the population, they performed severe austerities to fulfill his design. One day, when the great sage Narada saw those boys performing such fine austerities to increase the population, Narada approached them. Katam sarkshayatha vai praja adrishtavantam bhuvo yuyam balisha patapalaka tateka purusham rashtram pilam chadrishta nirgamam bahurupan sriyam shapi umsam pumsaschalitpatim nadim ubhyato vaham Pancha pancha adbhutam griham kvachit tam sam chitrakatam charo bhavyam swayam brahmi. So I'll read word to word meaning also and then the translation and report. Uvacha, he said. Cha also. Atha, thus. Haryashava. O Haryashva, sons of Prajapati Daksha, Katam, why, Sakshaitaha, will you beget, why, indeed, Praja, Prajini, Adrishtva, having not seen, Antam, the end, Bhuvaha, of this earth, Uyam, all of you, Balishaha, inexperienced, Bata, alas, Palaka, although ruling princess, Tatha, so also, Eka, one, Purusham, man, Rashtram, kingdom, Milam, the whole, Cha, also, Adrishta, Nirgamam, from which there is no coming out. Bahurupam, taking many forms, Sriyam, the woman, Cha, Api, Cha and Api, even, Pumamsam, the man, Punchali Patim, the husband of a prostitute, Nadim, a river, Bobhyataha, in both ways, Vaham, which flows, Pancha Pancha, of five multiplied by five, 25, Adbhutam, a wonder, Griham, the house, Kachit, somewhere, Hamsam, a swan, Chitrakatham, whose story is wonderful, Shoto, of Yam, made of sharp razors and thunderbolts, Swayam, itself, Brahmi, revolving. The great sage Narada said, my dear Harjeshwara, you have not seen the extremities of the earth. There is a kingdom where only one man lives, where there is a hole from which, having entered, no one emerges. A woman there who is extremely unchaste adorns herself with various attractive dresses. And the man who lives there is her husband. In that kingdom, there is a river flowing in both directions, a wonderful home made of 25 materials, a swan that vibrates various sounds, and an automatically revolving object made of sharp razors and thunderbolts. You have not seen all this, and therefore you are inexperienced boys without advanced knowledge. How then will you create progeny? Narada Muni saw that the boys known as Haryashavas were already purified because of living in that holy place, and
why then
they be encouraged to become entangled in family life, which is so dark that once I entered it, one cannot leave it. Through this analogy, Narada Muni asked them to consider why they should follow their father's order to be entangled in the family life. Indirectly, he asked them to find within the core of their hearts the situation of the super soul, Lord Vishnu. For them, they would truly be experienced. In other words, one who is too involved in his material environment and does not look within the core of his heart is increasingly entangled in the illusory energy. Narada Muni's purpose was to get the sons of Prajapati Daksha to divert their attention towards spiritual realization instead of involving themselves in the ordinary but complicated affairs of propagation. The same advice was given by Prahlad Maharaj to his father. In the dark well of family life, one is always full of anxiety because of having accepted a temporary body. If one wants to free himself from this anxiety, one should immediately leave family life and take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Vrindavan. Narada Muni advised the Haryashavas not to enter household life, since they were already advanced in spiritual knowledge. Why should they be entangled in that way? Om Gyan Virandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadavaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yudhapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lita Shivishakanvitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tatta Kanchana Gaurangirate Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna and I would beg your pardon for giving class while I'm traveling because of some small change in schedule. I'm sitting in a car and giving the class. You may feel a little bit disturbance because the road is also not so good. I'll reach the destination in 10 minutes. But the destination is a very interesting destination, which I want to show you when I reach there. That will be a secret or a suspense. So, let us, before we reach the destination, by the time we reach the destination, we'll discuss about this particular section of the Bhagavatam. We know from the Bhagavatam that how Daksha, in the fourth canto, he had offended Lord Shiva and he got the punishment and all these things. But still, the traces of offenses are still there. Even though offenses are done and parinama means the result of the offenses are already faced, but the traces remain. When you have a vessel which you have become very dirty, you cleaned it, but still there will be some traces. So those traces of the offenses are still in Daksha. So now he's going to offend Narada. But for that offense of Narada, he'll get blessings. So this kind of a special arrangement Lord made for Daksha. Now Daksha, he had produced 10,000 sons. That is how the first verse starts. How he produced 10,000 sons? Vishnu Mayopa Brimhitam Brimhitaha. Being influenced by Vishnu Maya. Otherwise, it is difficult. Actually, even material activities are also conducted by Vishnu Maya. It may not be the spiritual potency of Krishna, but the material potency is also Krishna's material potency. There is actually vibhuti. Just imagine a person producing 10,000 sons. Sometimes people, when they hear this, they say, hey, it doesn't matter what. How can he produce 10,000 sons from one wife? So this is actually possible only by Krishna's mercy. Actually, Krishna is the original Prajapati. And here we have this Daksha Prajapati and all the Prajapatis. They are only just imitation Prajapatis, not real Prajapatis. The potency to create only Krishna has. So anybody is doing some creation, it is only because of the mercy of Krishna. Because of the potency of Krishna they are able to do. So that is why Daksha producing these 10,000 children, 10,000 sons, is actually by the mercy or the potency of Krishna. Vishnu maya bhrinitaha haryashava sanyatam ayutam putram ajanayad dibhu ayutam vrittam putram ajanayad means they were born. How many? 10,000 were born. Then Daksha told them, like a good father tells the son, my dear son, you have to do a lot of hard work. Then only will be successful in life. So these days, the sons being told by the father, do hard work. That is a different kind of hard work. That has nothing to do with Adidaiva. You just go on working hard like a donkey and you don't bother about some superpowers or higher powers which are actually controlling us, which are actually making us success or giving us success or giving us failure. But Daksha, he had this knowledge of some higher powers which are giving us success and failure. So he knew that we had to follow the Vedic way of doing some sacrifice or doing some tapasya. And you had to go to a proper place for that. So here Daksha, he told his sons that you should go. You go to a place called Narayana Sarovara. There are five sarovaras, which are very famous and known as the incarnation of Krishna. They're as good as Krishna himself. What are the names of the five sarovars? One is
famous. It is also known as Manas Sarovar.
What is, we know where it is, Manas Sarovar. It is there in the Himalayas. Another sarovar is in South India, where Lord Hanuman met Lord Ram for the first time. So that sarovar is known as the Pampa Sarovara. And the third sarovara is known as Bindu Sarovara. That we all know very well in the third canto of Bhagavatam, where we have Devayuti and Kapila. Their discussion happened in the bank of river, bank of the sarovara. That is known as Bindu Sarovara. Then we have one more sarovara called Pushkar Sarovar. That is also one of the sarovaras which is non-different from Krishna. And then we have one more sarovar called Narayana Saras. This Narayana Sarovara is in Kutch. It is exactly on the border of India and Pakistan in Gujarat. So in Gujarat you have Narayana Sarovara and also you have the Bindu Sarovar, two sarovaras in Gujarat. One in those Himalayas, the debate is in Tibet or India or China, we have no idea, but it is there. And you have one in Rajasthan, Pushkar. Then you have one in Karnataka, that is South India, Karnataka. You have one more sarovara. So this Narayana Sarovara is a very famous place. It is a culmination or where the Sindhu River meets the ocean. And days of the year, Saraswati River used to flow and meet the ocean there. So in one sense, Narayana Sarovara is actually the remnants of the Saraswati River. If you had to go there, you had to go to Kutch, Bhuj, and from there take a vehicle or a bus and then go to the place, Narayana Sarovara. And we can see the border just across the Narayana Sarovara. So they all went there. Daksha tell the children, you go there because you get a lot of, you do tapasya. By doing tapasya, then what you get? You can beget children, lot of children. So you do it. You go there and do tapasya. Pitra prokta praja sarge pratichim prayurdisham. Pratichi means what? Western direction. So they all went to the western direction. So that where, and we all know where is Pakistan in the western direction. So it all suits. That is Narayana Sarovara. So this Narayana Sarovara is a well-known pilgrimage place. It is not an ordinary place. Many sages, they are all there doing so many wonderful activities there. And they're very advanced in spiritual consciousness. So this is how Narayana Sarovara has been described. Now, once they went there, what happened was interesting. Daksha, he thought that my children will go there to Narayana Sarovara and get a lot of material powers. By getting these material powers, is getting these material powers, they will be very successful in their life. That is, they'll be very successful in getting good progeny. But he was not knowing that this Narayan Sarovara has a special potency of giving vairagya to people, giving renunciation to people. So these children, Haryavashas, they went there. And then they started doing tapasya. They started regularly taking bath, doing achaman, doing all kinds of different activities which are to be done by any brahmana or anybody who wants to do tapasya, getting up early in the morning, taking bath, doing achaman, chanting gari.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, you got muted.
By doing so, what happened was that
they were doing this tapasya, they automatically became very much spiritually advanced. And they developed a lot of renunciation to such an extent that they were doing this tapasya, further continuing the tapasya, just because their father had told. The father had told, "Oh, my dear children, you continue, you please produce lot of children." So he was very much expecting that. So these children of Daksha, they were thinking that because our father has given some instruction to us, so we should do that. But Narada had different ideas. Naradashitam tadarshaha. So Narada saw. What did he see, Narada? He saw that these children, they are now very much spiritually advanced. Since they are spiritually advanced, why they should take part in this stupid activity of karma? There's no point in getting engrossed in karma. Karma is for those people who are attached. And to purify the attachment, the karma is described in the scriptures. So that you take some responsibility and then you get purified and ultimately you get detached. But these people are already detached. For a person who is already detached, there is no point in getting married and getting all these, doing karma again. Because Narada is Acharya of Nivritti Marga. There is one marga called Nivritti Marga. Another marga called Pravritti Marga. Nivritti and Pravritti. So this Nivritti Marga means the place or the marga where you give up all kinds of material responsibilities. And Pravritti Marga means there also you do some spiritual progress by taking up material responsibilities, getting married and taking some responsibility in the society, taking responsibility in the family, etc., etc. So now Narada saw why they should waste their time, because they are already qualified. They attained the platform of Paramahamsa, because it is described in the previous previous words. Dharme Paramahamsye, Dharme Paramahamsye, and they are practicing the dharma of Paramahamsa. So why they should get into this activity of getting married and taking responsibility? That is why this section of these three verses, that is 6, 7, 8, starts with Narada saying, Uvacha chatha Haryashavaha. So he starts speaking to Haryashava. These questions, enigmatic questions he asks. Katam? Katam Srakshatha Vai Praja. Why are you interested in increasing the population? Or why are you inclined for getting married? Why are you inclined in this material life? What is the use of this thing? Katam. Even if you want to do, you cannot do. really, can you really do or what without knowing these things? So then he says 10 things. He asked 10 enigmatic questions to them. Do you know this? Do you know this? Do you know this? Do you know this? And then he asked these 10 things. So these 10 things are very interesting. Actually, whatever questions asked by Narada to them are explained in 10 verses by Sukadeva Goswami, because he did not want us to be so enigmatic about it. He did not want us to be so frustrated about it. What is this question all of a sudden? What is he asking? So, Narada, these 10 questions are explained in the first 10 verses, starting from the 11th verse till the 20th verse. 11 to 20, these are the 10 verses. Now, in these 10 verses, whatever questions were asked by Narada are described in detail. But for the sake of our understanding, we'll just go to these 10 questions. Now, I'll just explain these questions and then show you something very interesting and very wonderful, because I have reached the destination where I'm supposed to reach for today. So, it's like this. Now, Narada explains, Narada asks this question, that how can you really, you are the kings. I don't think you are king. You are not a king. Because king means he should know. He should know the end of the earth. If you don't know the end of the earth, Kim asat karma bir bhavet. Kim asat karma bir bhavet. If you don't even know this thing, how can you do karma? And why are you involved? Because you're already qualified for liberation. Well, then why are you involved in this thing? Kim asat karma bir bhavet. Why are you performing? What is the result of performance of this karma? Why are you doing this thing? Kim asat karma bir bhavet. 10 verses, every line has this only one subject. That is, Kim asat karma bir bhavet. The first question was about, do you know the earth? Have you seen the end of the earth? This first question. Second question, do you know there is one kingdom with one person? Second. Third, do you know there is a hole from where you go once you do not come back again? Third. Fourth, do you know that there is a woman with many forms? Fifth, do you know that there is a man very attached to that woman? This is the fifth. And do you know that there is a river which is flowing in both directions? Sixth one. Seventh one, do you know there's a house made of 25 elements? Eighth question, do you know there is a swan which speaks? And going further, ninth question, do you know that there is an object which is rotating, which has razors and is full of thunderbolts? And do you know ultimately he says that how can anybody really be happy about it? By doing this kind of karma, you are engaged entangled in the path of enjoyment. One who doesn't know the meaning of the scriptures. And do you know there is a real father called scriptures? And that is teaching you liberation. So your father Daksha is not the real father. Your father is scriptures. So you are supposed to studying the scriptures and accept the instructional scriptures. And the instructional scriptures are our real father. This is not the real father. So this is how Narada put up some enigmatic questions in front of these children, and in the further they are all explained. Of course, if I explain those questions now itself, then you will lose the charm of or the further explanation of these verses. So ultimately, these 10 questions asked by Narada has two aspects to it. Number one is, if you don't know them, what is the use of performing karma? And if you know them also, what is the use of performing karma? So both are involved in it. If you know the end of the earth, if you know the end of the earth, what does it mean? And if you don't know the end of the earth, what does it mean? This means that in spite of you doing so many activities in this world of karma, ultimately you have to die, isn't it? You have not seen the end of the earth. This body, this earth is nothing but the body. This body is the cause of the bondage for the soul. And it goes on, continues, one after the other, one after the other. You should know. If you don't know that there is a destination, end of the subtle body. If you don't know that end of the subtle body, that there is end of the subtle body, then gone. What is the use of you living, doing karma? It goes on. Now, if you know that there is an end for the subtle body, then what is the use of doing activities, is karma? Both cases. So these should be applied in both cases. That is, of if you know the answers to these questions which I've asked, then also there is no need of performing karma. If you know the answers to these questions, if you don't know also, what is the use of karma? If you know also, what is the use of karma? That is why in both cases, there is no use of karma. There is only one thing, that is perform devotion to Krishna. So Narada, being a very expert philosopher of the pravritti, of the nivritti marga, he is in this. He is doing this thing. He is speaking like this. So anyhow, in the beginning of the class, I had told something very interesting, that I have reached one place. Actually, I'm in Kerala. Morning, I reached Guruvayur. So in Guruvayur, morning I had darshan, and I like this place most. North of Guruvayur, we have two divisions. One is known as Tirunavaya. We have been there, and then somehow it got delayed there. That is why I had to travel. And another divisation near Guruvayur, or the north of Guruvayur, is known as Tiruvittukudu. Hope I pronounce it properly. So this is a very important and a very wonderful divisation. And I'm just sitting near the lamp. I don't know whether you'll be able to see me properly or not. It's a very nice place. A lot of lamps here. Bharatapuwa River here. And the purpose is not to just show you some sightseeing here, nice, wonderful atmosphere of Kerala and temple. The purpose is, you know, Divyadesha means a place where we have Dalavar singing the nice, wonderful songs of the Lord. They're known as Pasurams. So these are the Pasurams sung at this particular place. And these Pasurams are sung at this place, sung by Kulashekar Alvar. We know Kulashekar Alvar. He wrote one book called Mukundamala Stotra. He's quite famous. Now, at this place, Tiruvittukudu, Kulashekar Alvar surrenders himself, and he's showing to all of us what is actually surrender. And we all know that surrender involves Anukulasya Sankalpa, Pratikulasya Varjanam, Rakshasyati Vishwaso, Goptrutve Varanam Tata, Atmanikshep Karpanne, Shadvidha Sharanarthi. In that, there are two very important aspects of our surrender within that, especially in Atmanikshepa, Karpanya, One is known as Aranyagatitvam. Other is known as Akinchanatvam. These two aspects are highlighted by Kulasekhara Alvar in this interesting 10 pasurams in this particular place. So whenever I come to Guruvayur, I make sure that I come here and then pray to the Lord that I also get some Sharanagati, where the Kulasekhara Alvar expresses his heart out of Sharanagati. First point he says that, oh Lord, I am your son. Where will I go? Like a small infant. I cannot go anywhere else. You are my mother. Sometimes because of my mischief, you may kick me out. I'll cry and cry and cry and come to you. You may become angry because of my nonsense. But you should understand. But there's nobody else other than you for me. Aranyagati. I cannot go to anybody else. Neither I'll go to anybody else, nor I can take care of myself alone. So the baby is crying. So I'm surrendered to you. Then Kulasekhara Alvar starts thinking. This baby, when he grows, he becomes independent. Oh Lord, no, I don't want to give this example. I want to give some other example, like a wife to a husband. A chaste wife is so much surrendered to the husband to such an extent that even the husband ill-treats her. Still, she has no option. Nobody else other than the husband she'll think of. So, oh Lord, you are my Lord, you are my pati, and I am your wife. You may ill-treat me for any reason, but still, I am yours only. I cannot go to anybody else. I am a chaste wife. So, why should I go to anybody else? Because you are my Lord. And no way that I can think of anybody else other than you. So I consider you alone as you alone to take care of me. I cannot take care of myself. So it is only you who can take care of me. Even though you have ill-treated me, like sometimes a husband will ill-treat the wife. But still, I am completely surrendered to you. I'll not think of anything else. I may cry, but do you think I can go anywhere else? Sometimes husband tells the wife, get out. So Lord, you may tell me get out, but I'll cry and sit. That's all. So then he goes further. He starts thinking, no. It so happens sometimes that the wife became completely frustrated. May leave the husband. It may happen. Because there are some unchaste wives also in this world. They leave the husband because he is ill-treated. Oh Lord, I want to give another example to you. I'm not like that. I am like a citizen. Now the king may be very cruel, but what will the citizens do? The citizens cannot go anywhere else. They cannot even complain. Sometimes the wife may come and complain to the king. To the husband. But because the king is very powerful and very cruel, because of fear, the citizens are staying. We are the king, our karma, let us stay here only. Anyhow, king should be there. So he's so powerful, he may do something to me. So they just keep quiet. They will not go to any other kingdom. So I am so surrendered to you, Lord, that I will not go anywhere else. Then he goes further and then says, it may happen that I may get frustrated with this king and go to another kingdom. Other king may say, you come, I'll take care of you. It may happen. So I want to give another example to you. And what is that example which I would like to give you? The example is that of, I am like a fish in a pond. It may happen the fish, the water may dry up. The fish which has enjoyed in the water, once the water dries up in the pond, will the fish goes to another pond, it will die. Oh Lord, I will not take shelter of anybody else other than you. Even though you may not show me mercy, but I'll die, but I will not go to anybody else. I'm completely dependent on you. I'm not even dependent on myself. I know I'm a helpless person. Ananyagatitvam, I have no other shelter. Akinchanatvam, I am a helpless person. I am in a hopeless condition. You are the only Lord. You are the only protector of mine. So in this way, he goes further and he starts thinking that it may happen that the king may kick me out, or I may leave the country. But as a fish, how can I do that? I will not be able to do that. So I am best. It is best that I will be like the fish. I will die. This example is far better than that. So then he goes further. He starts thinking, in this analogy, I always thought, oh Lord, that the king is cruel. Isn't it? The king is cruel. But actually, that is also not good, isn't it? I thought that this pond will dry up. Your mercy will dry up. The king is cruel. That means you are cruel. But no. Actually, I am like a patient. You are like a doctor. Though the patient, he comes and cuts though the doctor comes and cuts the patient, it is the patient is so much in pain. Even in that pain, oh Lord, the patient should smile because the doctor is cutting the patient's stomach because of the mercy. So Lord, I want that you be the doctor. I'm the patient. I don't want to even think that it is actually you giving trouble to me. No, actually the giving, you giving trouble and pain to me is actually what? It is your mercy. So that is that example I like a lot. So he gives that example and then says, Lord, please forgive me for all my offenses, thinking that you are very cruel. You may not give mercy. You may kick me out. I've done so many offenses in spite of I trying to give you some explanation of my surrender. But this is the best example. You are the doctor. And I'm the patient. So all the suffering what you're giving is actually not suffering. It is mercy. So in spite of all the pain which I'm experiencing, I'll be smiling and continuing my devotional life. So then, oh Lord, this example is also fine. You have come. You have given mercy in the form of pain. But this stupid mind of mine doesn't accept this thing. Doesn't accept that you are the shelter. A little bit some energy comes. You got money. You got some position. Everybody is praising you. You got good health. You think, yes, it is I am independent. This dushta buddhi comes, I am independent. So remember, I may, because of my ignorance, think that I am independent and fly off. Oh Lord, please forgive me. I am like a bird. Remember, I had to come back. A bird on the ship. The ship goes. And there's a bird sitting on the ship. And the ship has gone deep into the ocean. The bird thinks, what ship? I have to go somewhere else. Then deep in the ocean, the bird flies off the ship and goes to different places. Where? Water. And it has to get tied up and come back only. Oh Lord. Because of my foolishness, I may go, but please don't reject me. Because of my foolishness, I think I'm independent, I'm strong, I can do myself, I am this. This pride comes for no reason. We are so foolish. Because of my foolishness, I may leave you like a bird in the ship leaves. But ultimately, you remember, I have to come back only. So please be merciful unto me. Then Kulshekhar Alwani goes further and then says that, oh Lord, please give me, I want to give one more example to you. Because it so happens because of my foolishness. I may think that so many years I've been chanting, so many years I'm doing so many things, the Lord has not shown mercy. This foolishness may come in mind, but I want to tell you, I'll be like the paddy field. I'll be like the earth, the fields, looking at the sky, the clouds. The clouds come. What happens? They don't rain and go away. But the fields always look at the clouds. Next cloud. This cloud is not raining, another cloud is coming. Next year, it will definitely rain. that Asha is always there. I don't want to give up this Asha, where I am always just thinking about only one thing, that is, I want to attain you. I just want to attain you. So now he goes further and then says, oh Lord, that I am very much in singing all these verses in the hope of attaining mercy. You may not show me mercy today, but I know that tomorrow or one day you will definitely show mercy. And that is your nature. You will not give up your nature. The nature of the cloud is always to rain. If not today, tomorrow it will rain. That is the nature of the cloud. Oh Lord, your beautiful form is like such wonderful cloud. If today your not mercy is not there, what else the cloud can do? What else your Lord can, what else, oh Lord, you can do? You can only show mercy. So if not today, tomorrow. So in this way, I would like to give the example of the cloud and the earth. So he goes further and then starts saying that, oh Lord, I've given you so many examples. This land or the paddy is just waiting for the cloud. But this is also not a very good example. I want to give you one more example to show my Sharanagati. Then he comes to the example of the river. The river is flowing. When the river is flowing, there are so many obstacles. So many obstacles. Sometimes there is a landslide in the river. Oh Lord, I'm not going to bother about it. I'm not going to give any complaint in my life. I'm not going to say, oh, that happened, this happened, because of this. No, that's the river complaint. River finds its way to meet the ocean the same way. Oh Lord, I'll find my way to meet you. I'll find my way to serve you. In this way, Kulashekar Alvar, he goes on describing this, his Sharanagati, and then he completes his prayer in this wonderful set of verses where he says, I have no desire in this world other than to attain you. And to attain you also, I just have depend on you. It is not that by my strength I attain you. It is only because of you I can attain you. You are my destination, and also you are my you are my process of attaining the destination. In this way, he begs shelter, Sharanagati, at the lotus feet of the Lord. And then ultimately, he says, oh Lord, that anybody who recites these verses, of course, these are in Tamil language, and unfortunately, I don't know Tamil, and I cannot recite these verses in this wonderful prayers by Kulashekar Alvar in one book called Pirmal Tirumoy, and where he expresses these wonderful feelings which he feels by visiting different vidyashas. And in the previous pastorams, he has talked about being a fish in Tirupati, being a tree in Tirupati. And then he says, I want to be the stepping stone exactly in front of your eyes, so that your Kripa Drishti is also there. At the same time, when the devotees come, their lotus feet, the dust of the lotus feet is always on their head. So that is why the step in front of the Lord in Tirupati is known as Kulashekara Padi. So these are the places of Dividesham, and Alvars have done wonderful songs here. And we have this place of, actually it's very, it's already night. I thought I'll reach here by at least 6 o'clock and then show you some rivers, some scenic beauty here. And the scenic beauty here was so wonderful that the Pandavas had come and they stayed here and did a lot of tapasya here. And they did the pratishtha of the deities here. They're all Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Anuruddha, and Vasudeva. These deities are there. That's why it's known as Uvayanta Perumal. Means Vyuha. That became Uvayanta like that. It's Apabhramsha. So this is a very interesting place. And Lord Shiva, he just came here and then stayed here in the form of a Brahmana. And he came and then he just went down. He became a Shivalinga. So this is the glory of this particular place. And the scenic beauty is so wonderful that every time I bring devotees here in this Kerala tour of divisions, and everybody is so much captivated by this place. Though it's very remote and hardly people come here, the temple timings are only 7 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock, evening 5 to 7. These are only 10 temple timings here. And this is a place of Sharanagati, do a nice bhajan. So this is where I wanted to show, but it's already night. So excuse me for that, because some traffic situations were not so good, roads were not so good, I could not reach in time. We stop here. Any questions? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for this very, very beautiful class. And it was very exciting to see the temple and you being in the dham. Thank you. Thank you so much for giving the darshan of the Kshetra. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. If anyone has any questions or comments, you can ask now. Prahladanand Prabhuji, you can please go ahead with your question.
Mataji, I don't have a question, but Prabhuji is in such an auspicious place, Kulsekar Alma. So I'm asking permission to allow me to sing two or three Kulsekar prayers. If you have time permits, I can sing. It takes 2 minutes.
Yeah, please sing. We have 5 minutes.
Well, I just want to sing these two slokas. And on behalf of all our Vaishnavas here, please deliver these prayers to the Lord there so that we all get liberated and doing service. The first one, I don't have the score, but it says, Sri Vallabhati Vardhati Dhyaparati Patriyati Bhavanantan Koviteti Lakati Laksayanati Jagan Nivartat Alapanam Pratipadam Kurume Mukunda. That is the one I like so much. And the second one, he said, Namami Narayan Pad Pankajam Karomi Narayan Pujanam Sada Vadami Narayan Nam Nirmalam Smarami Narayan Tatvam Abhyayam. And he said, Tattu Chaitata Mantram Sakala Upanishad Vakyam Sampujya Mantram Sansaro Cheda Mantram Samuchit Tamasah Sangha Niryanam Sarveshwarek Mantram Vyasana Bhujag Sandhastra Vyasana Bhujag Sandhastra Santana Mantram Ji Vaisi Krishna Mantram Japa Japa
Japatasatam
Janmata Mantram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So Prabhuji, please forward this to Gurudev, to Lord there, and so that all of us on the call will get benefit of his blessings and get service.
Definitely. Hare Krishna.
Thank you
so much, Prabhuji. Yeah, next I request Jyoti Technology, you can go ahead with your question.
Hare Krishna, Danvat Pranam Prabhuji. Prabhuji, my question is, you said that in the song, the great devotee asks to the Lord that he has a pride and he can recognize that, but he is not able to deal. So it happens to us also, but we also know that we have a pride, but and we say we are from Grihastha life, so we don't have a guru who can detect and correct it immediately. So at that time, by the mercy or say Vaishnava's Krupa or their Sangha, we can detect it. So how we should deal with it practically? I mean, what we should do, what are the action plan for that? That's the silly question, but I request you to answer me. Hare Krishna.
So coming back to our Bhagavatam class, in that Bhagavatam, we have one very interesting question asked by Narada. Do you know the swan? The swan is none other than the scripture. Our guru is actually representing the scripture, and our guru is speaking the scripture. So guru is always with you when you study scriptures. So when you study scriptures, when you're hearing the scriptures, actually your guru is there. It is not that you don't have guru. Guru is always there with you. Provided you read the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam every day. You hear it every day. So when you hear some class or read some book, definitely you will get what is required for you. Because hearing is actually Krishna. Reading is actually Krishna. Book you're reading is Krishna. The sound what you are hearing is Krishna. And Krishna knows what is required for you. Like this class went on for an hour or so. Though many of you are hearing, all did not hear the same thing. Everybody heard what they required. That means Krishna is speaking. When you read the Bhagavad Gita, same words, 10 people read. 10 people get different things. Different things. Because Krishna gives what is required. So that is why we should always keep scripture, the swan with us. That is why Narada says, if you don't know the scripture, what is the use? Then they said, what about a father? Then Narada says, the scripture, Krishna is your father. He is a real father. So you should follow the instructions of the scripture. So the most important among all the things what Narada asked to Harishavas is the swan, the scripture. So if you have scripture with you, the books are the basis. If you have books with you, the Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita, by hearing, reading, studying, then you're always guided. Okay? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam Prabhuji. And could you please name the book that you have told that Kulshekhar Prabhuji has written? Because it was so quick to capture it.
Thirumal Thirumoyai. That is the book name of the book. It is part of the Divya Prabandha. One section of Divya Prabandha. In that fifth decade is a section which is there. We'll get to the net wherever you are. Okay, we stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you very much, everyone. Prabhuji, we thank you for giving your valuable time and association on this call. So before we end the call, I would like to invite you to our place. I'm in Mangalore, India, Karnataka. Possible, please visit our temple. It's called Mangalore Jagannath Mandir. It's my humble request. Hare Krishna.
I met your president Hyderabad. What is his name? I just forgot his name. It's fine. Your president was in Hyderabad, Bhakti Raghava Maharaj disciple.
Sriram Prabhuji.
Yeah, Sriram Prabhu is the president, and one PMC is there. He invited me to come to Mangalore. I'll definitely come there.
Yeah, I requested.
Yeah,
he's also there in the call. I requested him to join today.
I'll definitely come there, Bangalore. I know Kannada also.
Sure.
So I can speak. Okay, Manaji. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Krishna.